The Gemara in Gittin Daf Ches has discussion about Kedushas Eretz Yisrael as it applies to Syria. The Gemara is a machlekes tanoim whether there exists Kedushas Eretz Yisrael when it comes to Syria, and the nafkamina is legabe all of the mitzvahs hatzluyis ba'aretz that only apply in Eretz Yisrael, not in chutz la'aretz. For example, trubas, maisrus, shmita, all of these halachas, do they apply to Syria as they do to Eretz Yisrael or not? So this is a big machlekes tanoim. What's the machlekes? The Gemara says, the machlekes is whether kibush yachid shmei kibush. The kibush of Syria in the times of David HaMelech during the original conquest of Syria was done by yachid, whatever that means. And the question is, does the kibush of a yachid have the status of a valid kibush which would transfer over Kedushas Eretz Yisrael and endow this land with Kedushas Haaretz? And it's a machlekes. The way we paskin in the Rambam, we paskin that me'ikar adin kibush yochid lo yishmei kibush. However, l'chumra, midrabbonon, we say that the kibush is a valid kibush. So you're mechuyev to be mafresh truma ma'aser on produce that comes from Surya midrabbono, and it's chayv and shmita midrabbono. Legabe dinim midrabbono, where machmer, we treat Surya as something that has kedushas eretz Yisrael. But when it comes to dinim deraisa me'ikar adin, we paskin kibush yochid lo yishma kibush, and therefore kedushas Surya is not kadosh midraisa. There's actually a big machlekes rishonim as to what kibush yachad means. What was the chesaron, what was the deficiency with the kibush of Surya in the times of David HaMelech? Rashi understands that the problem was that it was only a yachid that was conquering this land of Surya. David HaMelech did it b'teiras yachid, he didn't do it b'teiras kol klal Yisrael. He didn't do it together with the entire tzibur as part of the entire nation's conquest. He did it as an individual. And therefore, the machlekes is whether that type of kibush, that's only an individual type of kibush, that wasn't with the accompanying forces of Klal Yisrael, wasn't b'teiras shlichus of Klal Yisrael, perhaps that doesn't have the status of Eretz Yisrael. And according to the way we pass in the Ikar Adin, deraisa, kibush yachid, is not considered a kibush. So Rashi holds that it's the taitch of kibush yachid is pasha pshat, is on a very simple level, that it's an individual who did it, not the tzibur. David HaMelech did it b'teiras yachid, and that's why there was an issue of kibush yachid. Tosfos understands that that's not the issue. According to Tosfos, the problem is that he was in violation of a halacha. David HaMelech conquered the land of Surya before the rest of Eretz Yisrael proper was conquered, and that is over on a halacha, because it's also to do that. You have to first conquer the rest of Eretz Yisrael, the Eretz Yisrael that is part of the Iker land of Eretz Yisrael, and only then extend it, only then can you apply it further and extend the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael by conquering other nations as well. And since David HaMelech conquered Surya before he finished conquering the Iker land of Eretz Yisrael, he was over on this halacha, and that's why, according to some Tanoim, the way we paskin Me'ikar Adin, that his kibush was an invalid kibush because he conquered extraneous land before conquering the Iker land of Eretz Yisrael. So that's the second opinion. That's the opinion of Tosfos, that it's not a deficiency mitzan, the fact that it was an individual as opposed to a tzibur. Rather, the problem was because he was conquering land that was outside Eretz Yisrael to make it part of Eretz Yisrael before conquering the Iker land of Eretz Yisrael. The third mahalach is the mahalach of the Rambam. The Rambam has a similar to mahalach to the mahalach of Tosfos, but with a different twist. According to the Rambam, he wasn't in violation of an Isser when he conquered Surya before finishing the conquering of Eretz Yisrael proper. Why? Because, says the Rambam, he got rishus from the Sanhedrin, he got permission, and therefore it was al pi halacha. They gave him the go-ahead and there was no issue mitzad conquering extraneous land mitzad iser v'het. However, says the Rambam, the problem was that inherently the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael only takes effect if you first finish conquering Eretz Yisrael proper, and only then extend it to other lands that become automatically included in the previous kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. If you conquer other lands before finishing the conquering of Eretz Yisrael proper, it is a chesaron in its kedusha, and the kedusha can't take effect properly. So according to the Rambam, it wasn't a chesaron mitzad, an isser that David was over. Rather, it was a chesaron mitzad, the etzem chalais kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, that the way how the kedusha has to be housed by first being chal on the ikar lands of Eretz Yisrael, and only then can it be extended further to include other lands as well. So these are three shittas as to what the chesaron was of the kibush of Surya. It's a machlekes tanoim. We pass in the me'ikur hadin kibush yochel lav shmei kibush, and it was only chal midrabanan, and therefore midrabanan you're chayiv in trumas ha'maestros, you're chayiv in shmita, you're chayiv in all the dinim that are totally in Eretz Yisrael on a rabbinic level, even if it comes from Surya. Lemaisa. There's a very important ha'ara from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim has a question. We paskin, based on the Rambam, that even though the first kedusha that Eretz Yisrael was endowed with became betela, the second kedusha of Oile Ezra remained lo'ilo. The Rambam says kedusha rishonah kitchel shaita was loy kitchel lavai. The first kedusha, when the Klal Yisrael originally came in with Yeshua and they were mekamda certain parts of the land, that Kedusha only existed kol zman that Klal Yisrael remained in the land. But once they were expelled after the Golas, the Kedusha of the land dissipated. Masha Inkein, when it came to the second Kedusha, after the first Beis Mikdash was destroyed, they went to Bavel for 70 years and they came back, the Oile Bavel with Ezra, that Kedusha that they were Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael with, that remained, because Kedusha, Shniyak, Kitcha, L'shaito, V'kitcha, lost love. Now, what's the difference? The Rambam says, the first Kedusha was by virtue of the fact that it was a physical conquer. They conquered the land. So, kol zman that the Kibush remained, the Kedusha remained. Kol zman that the Kibush dissipated, so did the Kedusha dissipate. So, since eventually they were overthrown, therefore, their kibush disappeared, and therefore the kedusha was lost. Mash Enkein says the Rambam, when it came to the second kedusha, the kedusha was not as a result of the kibush; rather, they were given the land voluntarily. Kairish and the government allowed them to go up and return to Eretz Yisrael. Since it wasn't a full-on kibush, the kedusha remained because the kibush wasn't gave them the kedusha. Rather, it was the chazok, or the fact that they lived there, they inhabited the land, and the me'ilah, the kedusha, remained even after their kibush disappeared. In fact, Reb Chaim, so why is there a machlekes tanoim and a meiroim, whether kibush yochid, shmei kibush, and kedusha Syria has kedusha Syria or not? L'chaira, that entire discussion relates to the kibush of David HaMelech. Now that was kedusha rishayna. But according to the way we paskin, according to the Rambam, Kedusha Rishayna anyways disappeared. What we have to reckon with, what we have to consider, is not Kedusha Rishayna, but Kedusha Shnia. And when Ezra came up, they were Mekad, they did go up to Syria. And therefore, Shrektor Chaim, since the second Kedusha did exist when it came to Syria, and the first Kedusha anyways is something that disappeared, so why are we busy trying to figure out whether the kibush of David was a valid kibush or not? It's irrelevant. What we have to look at is Kedusha Shnia, and since they did end up settling Surya as well, we should consider it Kedusha, Kodesh B'Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, in spite of the fact that perhaps the kibush of David was kibush Yochid. That's the question of Reb Chaim. Why are we busy with kibush of David? We should be busy with what happened in the days of Ezra, and since they did settle Syria as well, it should be called Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. So Reb Chaim says he is Yisoid based on Yerushalmi. And Reb Chaim brings the Yerushalmi that he proves a Yisoid from, and that is that even though you're right, what we look at today, when it comes to the Chiv Trumas Maestros, the Chiv Shmita, etc., is the second Kedusha, the second entry into Eretz Yisrael by the Oilei Bavel in the times of Ezra. Nevertheless, the second Kedusha has to come on the heels of a first Kedusha, of a first Kibush. In other words, he brings from the Yerushalmi that says, basically, that in order for Eretz Yisrael today to have Kedusha, it has to be that the first Kibush is what gave it its original Kedusha, and only if it originally had a Kibush can the subsequent Chazakah, which is done Shalai B'Kibush, apply and inject the Kedusha into the Eretz. However, if the original Kibush was invalid, then your subsequent going up to the land, even though it wasn't the Kibush, won't be effective. In other words, it has to be that there's an original Kibush, and when there's an original Kibush, then even though that disappeared, but it takes much less to reconquer that Kedusha, to regain that Kedusha by simply going out to the land, even if they went in the times of Bavel, Birshus, they didn't have to overturn the land and overthrow the land, but nevertheless, if they go up the second time, they settle the land, that gives back the Kedusha to the Oretz, if there was an original Kibush that injected the Kedusha into the Oretz. However, if the original Kibush was an invalid Kibush, such as a Kibush Yachid, then the subsequent entry into the land by the Oilei Bavel won't regain the Kedusha of the Oretz, since Stam inhabiting the land doesn't give the Kedusha to the Oretz unless it originally came by virtue of a Kibush. And therefore, says Reb Chaim, even though La Alocha L'maisa, all we look at as the second entry into Eretz Yisrael by the Oilei Bavel, nonetheless, the Oilei Bavel's Kedusha only was applicable if you had an original Kibush that set up that ability to be Mekadosh it a second time on the day of the Oilei Bavel. And since Kibush Yachid was an invalid Kibush the first time around, the Mela Hu Adin, the second time around, it wouldn't have a valid Kedusha because it didn't come first, al yidei kibush. That's the yisoid of Reb Chaim, an explanation of this shita, that kibush yochid loishmei kibush.